Well, good afternoon, everybody. We're going to be covering Romans chapter 15 and beginning in verse 14. It says, "And concerning you, my brothers and sisters, I myself also am convinced." So he says he's convinced. He's not guessing. He's not assuming. This is based off of the truth that he's taught already in Romans, that they are filled with the Spirit, that they have this new life, that they're chosen by God, called, and being conformed to the image of God's Son. And this is what he's convinced of, that they themselves are full of goodness or moral uprightness. Ephesians 5:9 says, "For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth." So believers have been given this new nature in Christ. Not only do they have this desire to be morally upright given to them by God, enabled by God's grace, but also they're filled with all knowledge. This is passive. They've been given knowledge and they're filled with it. So God has illumined us to see the truth. We continue to be illumined to understand Scripture, that they know these truths which Paul has taught and that he's reminding them of. And he tells them that they are therefore able to admonish one another, able to admonish one another. I believe he's continuing with the context of unity. They don't need all of this instruction necessarily, but they themselves should be able to admonish each other in regard to being unified. So we ask this question. Are we as these believers? Well, positionally, yes. Theoretically, yes. But in reality, maybe, right? We need to strive to be the one who is actually studying God's word, be one who is seeking God's glory and that which is good, be one within the church whom people can trust to admonish them when they have done wrong, right? And be practicing the one another's that the New Testament gives us. Paul then goes on, and we don't have time to read it all, but in verses 15 through all the way through verse 28, we could sum it up like this. Paul's desires for ministering and being actually with those in Rome were governed by his mission. He stayed on mission even though he desired to visit these believers. He didn't do that because he was busy preaching the gospel. We also see churches caring for each other, meeting each other's needs spiritually and physically, and we are to do the same and unity for other gospel preaching churches. And he closes with verse 30. He says, "Now I urge you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit." He is urging them by the highest thing he can think of, by the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's urging them to strive, not just passively pray or occasionally pray, but fervently and continually pray together with him in prayers to God for him. So they're to pray for each other. So the encouragement is this: let's forget about ourselves when we pray and be praying for others and caring for others. His desire is this, that he would be rescued from those who are disobedient in Judea. He asks them for protection. He also asks that his service for Jerusalem may prove acceptable to the saints. So he's praying, asking them to pray for fruit, and that he would be able to come to them by the will of God with joy and relax in their company. So he's asking that he would have joy and peace. And so he then closes with, "Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen." So he desires the same for them. So this is the end of Romans chapter 15 and Paul's ministry there. Thanks for listening.